This Chazor Zeichen Nesh Baruch Hashem Shulag V'Mishul Mizrach V'Nochas Daf Nun. Mishnah said Lo Yikrivu Keves Baboiker V'Chulu. From who mentioned anything about chinuch or inauguration that caused the Mishnah to bring up this topic? And from the Mishnah is missing words, and should say as follows: if the morning tumah was not brought, the afternoon tumah is not brought either. When is this? Only if there was no chinuch out of the mizbeach yet. If there was, then even if the morning tumah was not brought, the afternoon tumah would be brought. Rav Shimon said this is only if the morning tumah was not brought because of a shoygig or anoyness. However, it was due to a mezid. The afternoon tumah is not brought. However, with regard to the bringing of the ketores, if the morning tumah was not brought for any reason, the afternoon tumah is still brought. In fact, how do we know that the chinuch of the atam mizbeach is not done with the afternoon tumid? And from our Brisa says, the pasuk regarding the establishing of the Mishkan says, V'esa keves hasheni tasa ben ha'boyim. This teaches that the afternoon tumid may not be the first, keves hasheni. This is only if the chinuch of the mizbeach was not yet done. If it was, then the afternoon tumid is brought, even if it's the first tumid of the day. Rav Shimon said, this is only if the morning tumid was not brought because of a shaygig or an oinus. If it was due to a mezid, the afternoon tumid would also not be brought. With regard to the ketores, even if there was no chinuch of the inside mizbeach, and even if the morning ketores was not brought due to a mezid, the afternoon ketores is still brought. Let's say they sinned by not bringing the morning tumid, but should that cause the mizbeach to sit idle without the afternoon tumid as well? If tomorrow Rava said Rav Shimon means that the kahanim who sinned may not bring the afternoon tumid, but other kahanim would bring the afternoon tumid. With ketores, like tomorrow, we don't penalize the bringing of the afternoon ketores based on the not having brought in the morning for the ketores of the morning, as like we do for tumid. Why? Because ketores is something that's not brought often, and it's something that brings wealth to the kohen who offers it. Therefore, the kahanim hold it very dear and are very careful to bring it properly, and there's no need for a penalty. Mishnah said Amr Rav Shimon. The Mishnah said that the chinuch of the inside mizbeach is only done with the afternoon ketores. However, Abayi says it's done with the morning ketores. Mar says machlekes between Tanoim. Zochmar Abayi said it seems reasonable that the afternoon ketores is how the chinuch was done. The pasuk says the ketores should be burned when the menorah is clean. This teaches us to compare the ketores to the menorah. Now the menorah can only be cleaned if it was first lit in the evening, which means that the chinuch of the menorah was in the evening when it was lit. We learn from here that the chinuch of the inside mizbeach must be also done in the evening with the afternoon ketores. The view that says that the chinuch of the inside mizbeach is done with the morning ketores is based on the learning the inside mizbeach from the atzmah mizbeach. Just like over there, the chinuch is done with the morning tumid. Over here, also the chinuch is done with the morning ketores. Mishnah said, "V'loy esav shulchan el b'lechem apon b'shabbos." This suggests that the chinuch of the shulchan cannot take place during the week, but that the chalas can become kaddish during the week. But we know that's not true. And for the Gemara, the Mishnah is teaching that the chinuch and the making kaddish can both only take place on Shabbos. The Gemara Brisa says there was a case of ketores offered by a yochid on the outside mizbeach, as opposed to the daily ketores which is offered by the tzibur on the inside mizbeach. What's the case referred to in the Brisa? Our Papa said it refers to the Nesiim, who each brought ketores as part of their carbon at the time of setting up the Mishkan. For the Gemara, the Brisa seems to imply that it's only on the outside mizbeach that we won't find an individual bringing ketores, but it's something that we would find on the inside mizbeach. Also, it implies that a yochid doesn't bring on the outside mizbeach, but a tzibur maybe does bring on the outside mizbeach ketores. A brisa clearly says that both of these things would be aser. Everywhere, Papa said, the brisa means to say the tzibur certainly cannot bring ketores on the outside mizbeach because we never find that the tzibur did so. A yochid certainly cannot bring ketores on the outside mizbeach. We never find that a yochid did so. Even more, a yochid cannot bring ketores on the outside mizbeach, even though we find that the nesiim did actually do so. Zok, the next mission of the chavitim of the kohen gadol, the daily mincha that they brought, was not brought in halves, even though it was divided into halves and brought half in the morning, half in the afternoon. Rather, he brings a fully sarin and divides it and offers half in the morning and half in the afternoon. If a kohen gadol offered the half in the morning and then died, and another kohen gadol was appointed that same day, he may not simply bring half in his sarin from his house for the afternoon offering, nor may he simply use the remaining half of the first kohen gadol who died earlier that day. Rather, he has to bring a fully sarin and divides it in half. He then offers half, and the other half is destroyed. The result is that there are two halves that are offered, the first half of the previous kohen gadol and the new half of the new kohen gadol, and two halves are destroyed, the second half of the first kohen gadol and the remaining half of the new kohen gadol. Zok de Gemara, Bryce says the words in the pasuk machtisa b'boker machtisa b'arev teach that the kohen gadol must bring a fully sarin divided in half, with only one half brought in the morning and the other half brought in the afternoon. If the half set aside for the afternoon became tummy or was lost, we would think that he simply brings another half yisarin and offers it. The pasuk therefore says machtisa ba'arev, which teaches that he must bring a full yisarin divided in half and with half to be offered and the other half to be destroyed. The result is that two halves are offered and two halves are destroyed, meaning the one that was lost and the second half of the new yisarin. If a kohen gadol offered the half in the morning and then died, and another kohen gadol was appointed that day, zok de Brisa, he may not simply bring a half yisarin from his house for the afternoon offering. Also, he can't just use the the half remaining from the first Kohen Gadol. Rather, the pasuk says, Machtisa v'arev teaches that he must bring a fully sarin, divided in half. He then offers half, and the other half is destroyed. The result is, you have two halves that are offered, and two halves that are destroyed. In fact, Mar Braisa was taught in front of Rav Nachman that said, that the half that was offered by the first Kohen Gadol, and the half that was not offered by the second Kohen Gadol, are left overnight to become nicer, and are then taken out to be burned. Rav Nachman said, the half of the first Kohen Gadol was fit to be offered by him, so it makes sense that we would not destroy it until it becomes possible as nicer. However, the half of the second Kohen Gadol that was never going to be offered, why does it have to be left to become possible before it's destroyed? And furthermore, this view follows the Tana Dvei Rabbi Avo, the Tana Dvei Rabbi Bar Avo, who holds that even pigle must be left overnight to become nice before it's burned. Another teretz, Rav Ashi said, the view may even follow the Rabbanon who say that pigle can be burned immediately. However, since when the second Kohen Gadol brought the fully sarin and divided it, he could have chosen either half to be offered, is considered to have been fit to be offered, and therefore must be left overnight to become nicer before being destroyed. How the chavitim of the Kohen Gadol appeared? So Rav Chiya bar Abba, the name of Rav Chanina, said, it's first baked and then fried. Rav Ashi, the name of Rav Chanina, said, it's first fried and then baked. Mar said, Rav Chiya bar Abba said, my view is more reasonable because based on the pasuk says it's tufine, which he dashes to teach that it should have a nice appearance. Therefore, it must be baked first, because if it was fried first, it would become black. Rav Ashi said, my view is more reasonable because the pasuk says tufine, which he dashes to teach that it should be partially cooked when it's baked, which means that it should first be fried and then baked. Mar says, actually, machlekes among tanoim, it's a braisa where the Tanakama dashes the pasuk to teach that it should be partially cooked before it's baked. Rebbe dashes to teach that it should have a nice appearance. Rav Daisa says it should be baked and then fried and then baked again. Meaning, which is based on, this is the first explanation of Rashi, because he dashes the pasuk in both ways, and therefore he says it can be accomplished both ways, if it's baked, and then fried, and then baked again.